Okay, so we have Laura Ingram with the Ingram angle. Her view of things from the covert feminist, viewed through the covert feminist lens. Not so covert, really. I think these women are overt feminists, right? They just rely on the ignorance of most blue-pilled dudes to not be well-educated on spotting the red flags, as it were. I don't think there's anything covert about these broads. So Laura Ingram is, in this clip, interviewing Tommy Lahren. For those of you who don't know who Tommy Lahren is, 4 or 5 years back, she made a video talking about how all her friends were hot like her. And they were all awesome, and they were all high-quality broads, and yet for some reason they couldn't find dudes to wife them up, and guys across America are trash, all men are trash, and men are the problem, not a woman calling all men trash, which might explain the problem. No. It's men that are the problem! Well, she's back out there now, you know, letting you know she still exists and that she's still just as much of a misandrist as ever. And in this interview with Laura Ingram, because she's got to keep spreading the man hate, she's talking about how men are still losers and they're becoming even bigger losers because they're staying at home now. Now they're not advancing to that next step, which is giving broads like her money, which is supporting chicks like her, which is wifing up broads like her and then paying their bills because they're so awesome. Right? How dare you men want to live just for yourselves? It's your job to sacrifice. You were born to provision and protect woman. That's your lot in life. That's why you were put here by God, which you know she doesn't believe in. She does believe, I think, in the guy with the pointy horns on his head, though. She certainly preaches his teachings, but yeah, she still thinks just as poorly of men. In fact, she thinks less of them than she did 5 years ago. So let's hear the man hate from her own mouth.
Reaction, Tommy Lahren, Outkick host, Tommy. Now, we called them on my old radio show. We did the whole thing on mamonis, right? The Italian word is for the mamonis, or they stay at home, and the moms like the son staying at home long.
Yeah, a lot of the guys in Italy still live at home with their mothers because the mothers treat them so well because the broads in Italy, I guess, have become too progressive. Sound familiar?
But the phrase is becoming popular of these stay-at-home sons because an unemployed Jeopardy contestant says he was just trying to make people laugh. But is this an actual problem in our society?
Oh, it's a problem now. Now, if a woman does something, it's not a problem. She stuffs her face until she's a big, fat, sloppy pig and dies. That's not a problem. That's body positivity, and that's good, and we want to encourage that. Anything that's bad for women, objectively bad for them, well, that's not a problem. But if men want to do something, and of course, now, of course, if a man's serving a woman, serving society at large, that's good. If he's being a pack mule, if he's being a sacrificial lamb, if he's giving up his life, his happiness, his well-being to serve others, that's a good thing. But if he's choosing to live for himself and he's choosing to downsize, minimize his expenditure, oh, we can't help that. No. He's got to produce as much as humanly possible. We got to yoke that guy until his back breaks, until he is beholden to a woman who then can take half his stuff and then get alimony forever and child support for 18 years. We have to drain that guy dry. You can't get blood from a stone, but you know, hey, we're going to try. See, if a man doesn't put himself into that position, then it's a problem.
It's a major problem. And you know, Speaker Johnson has been talking about those maybe deadbeat folks that are on Medicaid, and maybe some of those folks are the stay-at-home sons. We don't know.
Medicaid. Isn't that mostly for old people? People on Medicaid are deadbeats now. Okay. By the way, this chick is married to some blue-pilled, beta male, pathetic loser, former athlete, professional athlete. Now he's a coach or something. Now I guess he's still making in the low to mid six figures. She managed to rope this dude in while she was still in her mid to late 20s. Notice she has no kids yet, and she's 32. What do you think the odds are that she has no kids? I mean, maybe she'll have kids. I don't know. She does have cashola. She's worth millions of dollars, yo. So I guess she can get the IVF. I guess she can get the advanced medical treatments for fertility. Maybe she's going to be one of these broads that pops out a kid at 40, 41 years old. Anything's possible. As long as her womb still exists, I guess they can do some kind of weird science, freaky stuff. That is going to allow her to have kids, I suppose. But she currently has none. Yeah. Even though that's, you know, kind of by her own logic, what she's here for. Men are here. It's your purpose being here to provision, provide, protect women. So by extension, your reason for being here is to procreate. So by your own logic, sweetheart, you're a deadbeat. No! My logic doesn't apply to me! Special pleading argument! Yeah, i.e. logical fallacy, because you're a woman and you don't know anything about logic. Okay, continue, Miss Plastic Surgery Face! Miss Botox?
But I'll tell you this, leave it to Gen Z to rebrand laziness and social awkwardness as...
Yeah, this from somebody who makes a living just being a talking head. Oh, how hard a worker are you, honey?
As something cutesy, like a stay-at-home son. They did much the same thing with quiet quitting, where you can...
Could you imagine living with this broad? She's so disagreeable and judgmental. And just looking at her and listening to her, I can imagine she's quite a disapproving nag. Would you want to live with this? Oh, my God, I feel sorry for her husband. What a loser he must be to get with her. Wow, talk about low self-esteem. I don't care how much money this guy's making. No amount of money would make me get with this chick.
Go to work and do less, and if you call it quiet quitting, it's somehow better. But Laura, I gotta tell you, this is also a big problem when it comes...
Well, quiet quitting, I mean, I don't know. Refusing to participate in a system that sees you as nothing more than a sacrificial lamb, as nothing more than an ox pulling a plow that uses and abuses and hates you and drives you to death and then just replaces you like a nameless, faceless cog in a machine that doesn't give a crap about you. I don't know, sweetheart. Sounds like a pretty good idea if you can get away with it.
To, I think, declining birth rates, people not getting married and having children. You know, that's a big problem. They blame it on women.
You control procreation. What are you talking about? Since Roe v. Wade... Was it 1973? A billion babies have been aborted. Now, that's worldwide, by the way, but the population of the world is now 1 billion less than it could be. Oh, realist, that's a good thing. That's 1 million less mouths to feed. That's also 1 million less people to produce said food. And you don't know what brilliant genius might have been among that billion. There might have been an Einstein among them. There might have been an Edison. There might have been a Tesla. There might have been somebody who cured cancer among them. You don't know. We just slaughtered them all. Why not? Women did that. Oh, but it's men's fault that women are killing a billion babies and women are not having kids. Because, you know, women, you know, it's not their fault. It's men's fault for not living up to women's wholly realistic expectations of 6 feet. Six-figure, six-pack, 6 inches or more down below. Dude! Okay. Continue, Tommy.
Well, look at what young women have to choose from. The pickings are slim.
I called
it!
Yes,
we might have a feminism problem in America, but it's...
It's you! But you're a feminism! You're a feminist! There's nothing covert about this woman. Nothing covert about this chick as she sits there and blames men for women not having enough kids... When women are the ones who decide whether or not to have kids. Hello? By the way, you don't need a man to have a kid. You can get the artificial insemination. You can adopt. Well, that's right. There's no kids to adopt. You killed them all. There's so few kids now to adopt. You got to pay a couple hundred grand just to adopt a white kid. Even if you want a Chinese kid, it costs a fortune.
The feminization of men.
done by women. But women are the ones that feminize men. You ladies are the ones that tell men what they need to do to get you. And you've been telling men for 70 years now to be weak, be effeminate, i.e. be more feminine, don't be toxically masculine, which just means be masculine, to talk about your feelings more, your fee-fees, to be okay with women going into the workplace and earning more than the man. And of course, women have an easier time getting and staying in the workplace than men. They do all the easiest jobs, and it's easier to keep jobs that are easy than it is hard jobs that are hard. They don't take the really hard jobs. They couldn't do the really hard jobs. They sit in an air-conditioned office complaining that it's too cold because they don't have as good a body regulation. They don't regulate their body temperature as well as men. They complain. They get in HR positions. They have cushy jobs. They still complain. They make boatloads of cashola. And then they complain that there are no men out there that meet their standards, meaning standards that are, unable to be met by most men because they make more money than most men, and they'll never get with a man that makes less. But somehow, them doing all that and excluding 80% of men, 80% of the sexual marketplace, from selection, in their own eyes, is men's fault. Oh, really? Continue, Tabby.
There are a lot of young women out there that want to get married. They want to have kids. They want to have stable families.
Yeah, you men, you're just losers. You're bums. Your fault. You're just not doing enough to get us. Meanwhile, they don't understand men. Why would we? I mean, where's the incentive? The majority of Western women are overweight. They're told that it's okay to be overweight. Men are told that they need to accept that women are overweight because that's perfectly fine. Because if you want a woman that looks good, you're sexually objectifying her and you're shallow. In the meantime, you don't have anything that we want. You're not feminine. You've had to masculinize yourself to get out there into the workforce and compete with men and other women and to compete for the best jobs because you've been taught your whole life that you can't rely on a man, you don't need a man. Meanwhile, you're running around telling men they're scum, they're evil, they're part of an evil patriarchy, I don't need you. Meanwhile, men want to be needed. And they want a chick that's not a big, fat, sloppy pig and doesn't hate them. And you seem to, at least most women, the big, fat, sloppy pigs that hate them. But somehow that's our fault that we don't want that. Oh, okay, continue.
But there are a lot of young men out there who want to live in mama's basement and order DoorDash.
Yeah, living in mama's basement is cheap, yo. I say if you can, you should. If mama wants to charge you a little bit of rent, okay. I say even if she doesn't want to, pay her something. Right? That's the right thing to do. As little as humanly possible, obviously. Maybe you mow the lawn. Maybe you take care of all the maintenance around the house. Maybe, slip her an extra 50, extra 100 bucks a month. Help her out wherever you can. Do the things that she can't do. Maybe dad died, or more likely she divorced him because he didn't make enough money! Which is all she seems to care about. Most women, by the way, yeah. But seems like a good path to me, sweetheart. Better than living with a harpy like you.
And therein lies a big part of the problem.
Well, and also with the rise of AI and AI dating, as they call it, which is sick, it's going to be even easier and perhaps more attractive for these types of individuals to remain behind closed doors.
What are you talking about? Oh, you mean like AI girlfriends? No, I'm not for that. I'm for truth. I'm for truth, and the truth is, an AI woman is not a woman, it's not real, it doesn't exist, it's not authentic in any way, it's 100% fake, false, so don't pursue that, don't go down that path. You're better off getting a pet than doing that, at least a pet is real. Ladies know that. They spearheaded the replacing of kids and a husband with pets, so follow their lead in that regard, right? Use the tools of the enemy. But as a man, you'll find more happiness and fulfillment than they will. I guarantee you that.
What does that do to families and young women?
By the way, what are you ladies complaining for? You're running around telling us you don't need us. So shut up. You've been telling us you don't need us for 70 years. You've gotten what you wanted. Now you don't have us. You don't need us. You can pursue your own path in life without the... the anchor that is a man weighing you down, right? You should be happy. What are you complaining for?
And dating.
I also blame the social conditioning of the COVID era, the dumbest era in modern American history, because a lot of...
Oh, yeah, the problem is the feminism. No, she hasn't addressed feminism very much because, of course, she's a feminist herself. Oh, COVID is the main problem. She's an idiot.
A lot of people, especially these young people, they grew up like this, thinking that it was safer at home, thinking that outside was dangerous in a...
Oh, it is. With women like you running around? Are you kidding?
Interacting with people was scary. So now you got people that want to literally stay inside and play video games and have AI girlfriends.
The video games I'm perfectly okay with. They're very mentally stimulating. Lots of fun. You're actually, in many of them, interacting with real people online, making friendships with real human beings. They actually exist. That I'm okay with. The AI girlfriend thing, yeah, don't do that. That is pathetic. But anything that keeps me away from a chick like you and brings me some level of fulfillment, happiness, or allows me to, you know, live my life without having to, you know, answer to mommy dearest, which is what this broad reminds me of. I'm expecting a coat hanger to come flying at my head in any second. It's a good thing.
And that's why we have declining birth rates and a lot of other problems in society.
She's just blamed it all on men. No, no. We have declining birth rates because women have embraced Satanism. They've embraced the sexual revolution. They have embraced throwing away any duties, any responsibilities, any path toward purpose and meaning and activities that would bring fulfillment, i.e. legacy. They just want to live for themselves. They've embraced this lifestyle of radical individualism, which is just a solipsism, completely and totally focused, self-centered around the me. So they've embraced narcissism. They live their lives for them and them alone. They don't want to take on any responsibilities. Oh, that's so hard. That's so difficult. Meanwhile, they never learned that the things that are worth the most, that have the most value and bring fulfillment and bring meaning, are also difficult and hard. And that these fly-by-night romances that you're pursuing, all this traveling and banging random dudes and chasing the butterflies, the fifis of the first 6 months, and just going after guy after guy after guy, chasing the rush, embracing the pleasures of the moment, i.e. hedonism and materialism, these things don't bring fulfillment, they don't bring meaning, because they're so easy. But you want to center your life around these things and avoid the things that are actually hard, that would bring fulfillment and meaning to your life, and then you blame men because you don't want to pursue those things. I mean, ladies, you said so yourself. My body, my choice, men have no say. And functionally, they do have no say. You've killed 1 million babies in the past 52 years. A billion, excuse me. You've killed 1 billion babies worldwide. We have a population worldwide of 8 billion. It would be over 9 billion if it wasn't for chicks like this. Yet somehow, that's not her fault. Even though she has 100% control over that. Women are aborting the babies left and the right. Yeah, a lot of the reason that we have a population problem, that we have a reproduction problem, is you're killing all the kids because you want to keep chasing the dragon, yo. But that's men's fault because they're not living up to my standards. Yeah, okay, sweetheart. I don't know what you're smoking. Maybe I got to give it a shot. Maybe I got to try it out. I don't know. That's some crazy take. But she's your standard everyday modern Western conservative woman. This is what we have to choose from. The men ain't stepping up because there's nothing to step up for, honey. Where's the incentive? All the things that we value, you ain't got. Submissiveness? No, listen to this broad. She's going to tell you how to be a man, and if you don't like it, hit the bricks. I don't want that. She's wearing the pants. Femininity. She's wearing pants, yo. You ain't ever going to see a dress on her. I mean, you know, figuratively speaking. She's masculine as all get out. She probably, yeah, you want to fight? Let's fight! Yeah, that's her. But I'm supposed to step up and raise my game, right? No. I'm going to limit my expenses as much as I possibly can. Yeah, and if I could, if my mother wasn't dead, I'd love to live in her basement. Great! Are you kidding? I'm half dead right now. I could use that kind of low cost of living. Well, why are men used to work themselves to death because women offered the things they wanted? A man will step up if he's got a good woman. But a good woman meaning what men want in a woman. Meanwhile, she's standing here yammering and talking about ideologically. And even, you know, in a realistic sense, what women want from a man. But you don't have what men want in a woman. So why would they put out the extra effort? Why would they work 60, 80, 100 hours a week to get this toe jam? Oh, that bitches and moans and complains and nags and belittles them and acts like a man. And it's just, it's not worth it, guys. It's not worth it. But let me know what you think. Would you step up to the plate and level up for this squint-eyed, what's wrong with her eye? This old broad, this over-the-hill chick that obviously hates men. Not me, man. If I can't have a wife and a family, I'm going to maximize the enjoyment I can get from my life. And that means minimizing my expenses, which means I'm perfectly okay with these guys staying at home and living with mama if they can. Perfectly okay with me. Depriving you chicks, depriving the powers that be of my resources, which they're just going to use to enslave me further. Perfectly okay with that. But let me know what you think in the comments section. And please like and subscribe to my YouTube channel if you have not already. The MGTOW, you know who I am, philosopher. And please consider supporting me on my GoFundMe. So I can get out of this place, out of this situation. You'll find the link in the description. I'm not going to get into huge detail. You can read my story there and decide whether or not you want to donate. If you know my story, please consider supporting me. I'd greatly appreciate it. And on that note, I'm out of here. I am the MGTOW philosopher, also known as the realist, and I wish you all a good and pleasant day. Take care.